Bargain 665945. Provided a lich with a secondary phylactery. Payment consisted of a crop of worms that eat organic matter and weave silk that provides defensive properties against the organism that was consumed. Experimentation revealed that when one strand of the silk is laid alongside another, each strand gains the defensive properties of the other, even if they came from different sources. These will make effective armor against those individuals who fail to deliver what they've promised us. The lich also provided an artifact that compels the dead to do one's bidding. And to think, he believes he got the bargain. From Keeper Laris's Transaction Journal. Screams coming from a graveyard in the middle of the night are never a good thing. It's worse when you realize the screams are coming from the dead. And even worse still, when you realize the dead are being tormented by something else. If you're smart, you run the other way when you start hearing that sort of scream. If you're me, you'll run right to it. The name's Vincent Corinthos, and I have no idea what I'm getting myself into as my partner Megan and I rush towards the gates that close the cemetery off from the rest of Boston. I brushed my hand against the chain and master padlock that held the gates shut, and the lock popped open with a click. Opening things is a particular gift of mine. Locks, doors, pickle jars, you name it, I can open it. We pushed through the gates and ran to where the screams were coming from.
"Third attack in 3 days,"
Megan said as our boots crunched across the snow-crusted ground. So far, this winter hadn't given us much in the way of the white stuff. I was grateful for that. It would have been impossible to run through a graveyard in the dark if the snow was up to my knees. As it was, the cold stung the insides of my nose every time I took a breath. The cold didn't stop Megan's rapid-fire questions, though.
"Three is a magical number, right? Think there's some significance? Maybe this is some kind of winter ritual?"
"Not sure," I said as the scream sounded again. Between our high-powered flashlights and a full moon reflecting off the thin layer of snow, we had plenty of light to see the skeletal hands exploding through the frozen crust of snow. Shards of powder-covered ice scattered in all directions as the hands broke through the surface. Another followed, then several more. The skeletons scrambled up from their graves, their glowing red eyes locking right onto us.
"Sugar!"
Megan cursed as she bit the finger of her right glove and pulled it off with her teeth. Then she rolled her wrist and a 9mm pistol appeared in her hand.
"Will bullets be any good against skeletons?"
I asked. In response, she fired off several shots, expertly blasting out knees and spines. The skeletons clattered to the ground in heaps as the scent of gunpowder and bone dust filled the air. You had to respect a person who could hit very small targets with such precision in moonlight while being advanced on by undead. She gave me a sidelong smile. I grinned back. "Okay, my turn." I snapped out my hand and telekinetically flung 5 of them backward. I couldn't help but grin as they shattered on impact against one of the larger headstones, making the cemetery momentarily sound like a bowling alley on league night.
"Strike! Show off!"
Megan called as she stuffed her glove into a pocket.
"I want psychic powers like yours."
My smile widened. "They are a lot of fun." We dashed on. Just ahead, a shadowy figure was crouched over a grave, tracing glowing shapes in the snow. The scream sounded again, louder this time. A spectral skeleton materialized above the grave for a moment, its hands pressed to its head as if in pain, and the scream sounded again. Then it was gone. Holy shit, what was that?
"Hands above your head!"
Megan shouted as she conjured a fresh 9mm from her pocket dimension. The man, at least I guessed it was a man, waved a dismissive hand at us. A wave of sheer terror skimmed across the surface of my mind. For half a second, all I wanted to do was run. Run and never look back. Just get away from this person. The feeling was over as quickly as it had begun. Megan gave her head a shake. She must have felt it too. The figure stood and regarded us.
"Colborn,"
he hissed. "That's us," I replied. Megan and I are agents of a supernatural police force known as the Colborn. There were lots of legends and superstitions around what someone born with a call can do.